Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Ronald Pack.
Okay, Mr. Pack, hold one second. This is going to serve as your lead, sir.
That's fine. I'll have to do a little better than that.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will be ready for you in a few moments. He's just got to get a little paperwork together, and we'll be ready to move forward, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and date of birth for the record, please?
Yes.
Not your date of birth, your ADC number, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ronald Ira Pack, ADC number 205457.
Thank you, sir. Your third full name and date of birth, you gave me clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the member of the board that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my left is the Honorable Louis Canonis. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. His right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Sir, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form that was advising you of the date of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself today.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, we're here to be conducted in two phases this morning, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I do, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we'll give some more information from Mr. Westby, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is violation of rural condition supervision number three as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions, which was 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about April 9, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Pack, I am going to reclaim the position as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in some ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed about the right, Mr. Canellis and Mr. Newman. So, sir, we're going to move into phase two. But before we actually get started on that, Mr. Rusty is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and we'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Rusty.
On March 21st, 2018, Mr. Pack was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 27th, 2018 by Phoenix PD when he was observed trespassing. There was no new charges. He was back in Lucy custody April 27th, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of February 7th, 2019, 18 abscondates. Current conviction, 2012, drug paraphernalia, 2 years. Also in 2012, organized retail theft, 6 years. Prior conviction in 2006, burglary of third degree, 4.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Inland Empire Criminal Street Gang in California. Prior term of supervision 2010, TIS release of standard 17 days. Revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, alcohol, threats, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1992, unlawful use of means of transportation, Oregon, felony conviction, probation. 1994, narcotic drug violation, California, felony conviction, probation. 1995, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1997, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2002, burglary, third degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is G6B7.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Pack, we're going over a summary of your case supervision. So you approved to be tied at Traditions Halfway House, 2429 West Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. And I guess on March 9th is when you were approved for that. Then on April 9th, 2018, notification was received from Traditions Facility that the offender had left the facility on floor on April 9th, 2018, and failed to return. You were subsequently discharged from the Traditions program. And there were no other provided residential address when you originally were released. So where did you go, sir?
Well, I was in the hospital. I don't know if you can see my ID picture here. I got jumped. I begged my parole officer and his supervisor to not send me to the halfway house because I'm known by people there and I'm in protective custody. I was jumped. They took me to the hospital. I lost consciousness. When I got out of the hospital, sir, I was scared that my parole officer was going to send me back to the halfway house. I literally, the day I got out, I begged him and his supervisor, please don't send me to that halfway house. It's going to just cause problems. And the supervisor said, because I asked him if they could send me to like the shelter or something, I was not in that area. That area right there is a bad area. And the supervisor said, well, let's just try it. And I just said, okay, I will, you know, I want to do it. And I want to, you know, I'm getting too old to be keep coming back to prison. And I had just did 5 years and 5 months on this 6 years. And I was actually trying to do good. And I got jumped. And like I said, I was in the hospital. And I got scared. And that's why I didn't report back.
So how long were you in the hospital?
A couple days, I'm not even sure, sir. And like I said, I had lost consciousness.
If you were only in there a couple of days, you were gone 18 days before you got arrested. So why didn't you at least call your PO and tell him what happened? And, you know, because if after being accosted like that, I have a feeling your PO would have done something to get you out of that environment.
Well, I did leave a message on his voicemail because I had called right whenever I got out. I called and I let him know that I was in the hospital, that I have the paperwork, and then I got scared. I don't know. I got scared, sir. There's no excuse.
The thing is, you know, you got problems because of your gang affiliations and stuff like that. You're going to have it anywhere you go when you get out. Always take the chance that somebody's going to spot you that doesn't like you. But when it happens, but when it has happened like that, you know, there's no way to totally prevent something like that for your PO to do. But once you got hurt like that, don't you think that the PO would have made a little bit more effort to find a little bit safer place for you?
Well, I do think that, and I made a rash decision. I was scared. I was like, I didn't know if I was going to be going back there, or I was just nervous, to be honest. And what they say that a gang affiliation, sir, Inland Empire is not a gang. If you look on the newspaper, the Inland Empire is San Bernardino County. It's not a gang. There's blacks, whites, Mexicans. If you've been to prison in California, they ask you where you're from. You say Orange County, or you say IE, which is Inland Empire, or you say LA.
Okay, that's something you brought on to yourself. Okay, and the correction system or the judicial system ahead of that has any control over that. You brought it all on yourself.
Okay. I understand, and I regret
that you got beat up. I wish we could prevent it, but we can't. But your reasoning is really off as far as I can see, as far as after you got hurt, what you should do. And this isn't San Bernardino County, this is, you know, Phoenix, Arizona. So, you know, what ties were there doesn't necessarily apply exactly right here. It says that you never dropped a UA because you absconded before your color was called.
Right.
Do you use drugs, sir?
Yes, I have in the past. I haven't used in over a year.
Okay. That's commendable. What was your drug of choice?
My drug of choice is heroin. It started off as a youngster, and started off on marijuana and ended up on heroin.
Well, that's a tough one.
I'm sure if my
fellow board members have any questions for you at this time.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing, so we want to make sure that before we go into the end of discussion to make a determination, that we give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you didn't think might be pertinent, but we ask that you don't repeat the information you've already given us. Okay?
All right. Sir, I would have had a job. I had a job lined up. Because I got my identification. It took 2 weeks to get that. They give you a printout, and then you can't even get a Social Security card until you have your picture ID. So I was waiting for the Social Security card. I have that now. I'm a hard worker. You know, if you look at my history, I'm sure it's in there in my Ames file or whatever, that I've worked, and I'm a hard worker. I'm trying to do good, man. If you guys give me a chance, I filled out the paperwork to get accepted at the Mesa House, which is a total different area from Phoenix. And if you guys give me that one chance, just know that I'm going to do good.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent. But stay on the phone, you can hear the whole conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. Other board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Mack, sounds like he is a hard worker, but work wasn't the issue with this. The issue is really pay following the rules, and then he just quit calling his PO. And I hear this, you know, he was afraid, but the appeal could have been the foundation, not his demise. And then Phoenix found him trespassing and found him running back in with the warrant. But it seems like he's, you know, he's concerned about his danger or, you know, getting hurt again. You know, when he's incarcerated, he's in protective custody, I suppose, so that, you know, he's not going to get beat up. Well, he's in protecting custody, but when he gets out, he's going to have to worry about that. I just looked at the record and everything involved with this. I don't see him as a good candidate for return, but he needs some business time. I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my board fellow board members. All right. Well, based on all the information, we're on 2018 and the 1080. Mr. Pack's testimony and all information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Pack as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses of lawful lapses in the criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Ms. Rittenhouse, and Mr. Kamonis. Sir, the board is going to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you will be released on or about February 7, 2019. Then you won't have to worry about placement. You can put yourself in, you know, you can go where you need to go, and if you need to go back to San Bernardino County, you can. So, did you hear all of the discussion and the reasons, sir?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
As you can see by my history, I'm used to this, so it don't matter. It ain't no big deal.
Okay, sir, so, well, this will end your hearing, and if you put the CO3 on the phone again, or the next inmate, whichever.